The Curiosity rover is equipped with a simple wire brush to remove the ubiquitous dust that covers all surfaces of Mars to varying degrees. It's worked well for nearly 400 uses over 12 years, but with its most recent use, something changed. On this episode of Mars Guy, Curiosity spent nearly 8 years climbing the slopes of Mount Sharp in Gale Crater, including more than a year and a half in Geddes Vallis, a canyon carved by some combination of landslides and flowing water. But then it reached a point where continuing up the canyon was not possible, thanks to the ever larger sand ripples and sand sheets that represent likely sand traps for Curiosity. This was long recognized, so the alternative route up the mountain involves some backtracking along the opposite bank of the channel in Geddes Vallis and a sharp left to set up the route around the tip of Texoli Butte. Just before making that turn, Curiosity stopped to shoot an epic 360-degree panorama to get a last look at the valley that was its home for many months. Here's Mars Guy for scale. This view is looking south toward the top of the canyon where it cuts through the enigmatic rocks of the wind-sculpted Yardang unit. Under wheel is what may be the rockiest terrain any rover has had to traverse. These thinly layered sedimentary rocks are rich in sulfate minerals from a time when this place probably looked like a desert with some combination of wind-blown sand and evaporating shallow lakes. The backdrop is Texoli Butte that Curiosity has to drive around before it can continue upslope. The other buttes look to be erosional remnants of the same terrain. In the far distance is the hazy rim of Gale Crater. Curiosity reached a point somewhere about here on November 22nd, where it arrived at a slab of smooth rock with thin layers that was in just the right position to be investigated with the instruments on the robotic arm. Opportunistic measurements like this are part of a strategy to continue to do science during long periods of driving. As is common practice, the dust removal tool, aka the DRT, was first up. It helps clear off dust to allow the other instruments to get a better look at the rock underneath. As is the norm, it cleared off an elliptical area, leaving the central portion the cleanest. But what's completely abnormal is the hole in the center, a first as far as I know. The standard imaging of the DRT after its use didn't reveal anything abnormal. The stainless steel bristles looked the same as before, including the intentionally bent ones on one of the two brushes. The post at the center seemed like an obvious candidate for creating the hole if it got pushed into the rock, but I figured there'd be way more abrasion on the rock's surface if that happened. There's some abrasion, but nothing out of the ordinary. Then I learned that the two brushes actually pivot in a way that allows them to flatten out as the DRT is pressed down on a rock, which is good for cleaning irregular surfaces. The soft springs that keep the brushes loaded onto a rock mean that they wouldn't dig in even if the spinning center post came into contact. So that post, spinning at a few hundred RPM, appears to have been jammed into the rock, which was soft enough to result in a shallow hole. Now the remaining question is, after hundreds of uses without jamming the post, what went wrong this time?